So let's talk about Trump and the WHO, Alexander, and then a Trump phone call with Angela Merkel. And so Trump is pulling out of the WHO. That's what he said. He's pulling the U.S. out. And he's also not getting along with Angela Merkel. They got into a little bit of a fight. I guess you could call it a fight. Tempers boiled as they were speaking with each other on the phone. So let's tackle the WHO first very quickly. Trump is pulling out. I don't think it's much of a surprise.
It's no surprise at all. I'd have been astonished if he hadn't done. I mean, you know, it's exactly what I would have expected him to do. It makes absolute sense for US politics because, you know, he's got an election to win. And to be absolutely clear, the WHO has, you know, lots of questions to answer, which they're not doing, by the way. So, you know, I don't think we should be surprised or shocked. I'd have been surprised and shocked if he hadn't done it. I mean, you know, so it's clever politics and, maybe the WHO needs to rock it up its backside, frankly. I mean, it seems to me they haven't done particularly well. I mean, they've done at all well over the course of this crisis. They're still not giving, as far as I'm concerned, a clear advice. So, I mean, and they did get far too close to the Chinese, and they've not, you know, they've still put clear water between themselves and that. So, you know, I'm not surprised that Trump did it, and I would have been astonished if he hadn't done it.
All right, so I've got one major question, and then we can wrap up this this story, because there's really not that much to discuss with it. I think Trump is doing the right thing. I think it's a winner on the campaign trail.
Absolutely, of course it's a winner.
It's a winner.
That's another reason why. I'm not saying it's the reason why he did it.
No, but...
But it is certainly, you know, a contributing factor, I'm sure. I mean,
there's no downside. There's no downside to it.
None at all. I'm sure he's aware of the fact that, you know, it plays well with his voters in the US, and he's done it. So, I mean, that doesn't mean that, you know, he doesn't feel angry with the WHO, and he's right to feel angry with the WHO.
Yeah, I mean, I'm angry with the WHO because, I mean, they have one job to do, in essence, and that's to prevent a pandemic.
Well,
in essence, I'm being, you know, very simplistic here, but that's their main mandate.
Absolutely.
The pandemic.
Well,
and they screwed this one up.
Totally.
So my question, so my final question on this story is, can the WHO survive without US money?
I question whether it really can. I mean, but bear in mind, the second biggest donor at the moment is Bill Gates, as I understand it. Whether or not that's sustainable, I question. There's talk that the Chinese will come along with their deep pockets and will bail the WHO out. They might do for a while, but I don't think that's sustainable either. And besides, how can you have an organization like the WHO, which claims to be, you know, the International World Health Organization without the United States? I mean, it doesn't make any kind of sense to me. So I would have thought what will eventually happen, the way these things usually work out, is that the leadership of the WHO will change. New people will come in. There will gradually be a sort of attempt to reopen discussions with the US, perhaps brokered by the UN Secretariat, because the WHO is part of the UN system. And eventually, a couple of years down the line, we will see something, a new WHO, more acceptable back to the US, emerge from all of this. This is the way it always works out.
And a WHO that will do its job.
As to that, we shall see. But this one, the present one, has not done its job. And I think we should pretend otherwise. I mean, they repeated Chinese claims without any kind of criticism. They said that, you know, they republished information from China that, you know, it was not being transmitted. The infection was not passing from humans that wasn't true. They delayed announcing that it was a pandemic. They didn't challenge what the Chinese were saying and insist on actually going to Wuhan and finding out what was actually going on there. So, I mean, you know, of course they messed up. I mean, I don't think anybody who looks at this objectively can say otherwise. Obviously, it's got its defenders, But we should understand that its defenders in the West are people who, for all kinds of reasons, don't like Donald Trump. If Donald Trump came around and said that, you know, the WHO was the greatest organization on earth, they would be the people who would be campaigning for the US to leave it. So let's be absolutely clear. This is, as I said, there's no downside for Donald Trump from this. It plays well with his electoral base. The WHO has failed badly in this matter. And what he's done, I'm sure he's done because he believes in it. But also, he can't be unaware that it plays well to his base when he has an election in front of him.
Absolutely. A common sense move. And expected. Yeah, and expected. So,
well, as I said, it would have been astonishing to me if he hadn't done it.
Yeah. So, Trump-Merkel.
Trump-Merkel.
What happened there?
Well, apparently another row. I mean, the story that we're getting, and it's based on information. Admittedly, it was leaked to Politico, which is not always the most reliable place for information about Donald Trump. But I do believe this because this is consistent with what one's feelings about the relationship between Merkel and Putin. But apparently there was a huge row between them over the phone. Donald Trump has been trying to put together a G7 summit meeting, which was intended to show that the world was in recovery and returning to normal. And he wanted to have all the leaders come to the United States to be seen there. And he was going to make precautions to make sure that everybody was, you know, protected and that there wouldn't be any risk of infection. And Merkel, who, as we know, does not like Donald Trump, said no. And Trump was furious. And he apparently complained about Merkel in subsequent calls to Emmanuel Macron and to Boris Johnson. And also, whilst he was speaking to Merkel, they had another row. Well, they rowed about other things also, one being Nord Stream 2, with apparently Merkel telling him that, you know, that was going to go ahead, irrespective of what the US does. And also about NATO, with the Germans still not funding their, you know, putting in the funds into NATO, into defense that Donald Trump expects them to. And Donald Trump getting very angry about that. Now, I think Nord Stream 2 and NATO probably would not have come up, or at least not in that way. There wouldn't be that anger from Trump's side if Merkel had gone along with Trump's suggestion on the G7 meeting. And I think we need to be very clear about this. I don't think Merkel refused to go to this G7 meeting because she's really afraid that if she does go, she'll become infected. I mean, this meeting will happen in June. By that point, as I said, the pandemic will have subsided. And I'm absolutely sure, exactly as Donald Trump said, that all the precautions to make sure that nobody was infected would have been put in place. The reason she didn't go is because she realizes that this was being set up by Donald Trump to show that the world is coming back to normal and to help Donald Trump in his re-election. So she wasn't going to help him with his re-election. And that's why she refused to go. So she's effectively sabotaged part of Donald Trump's election strategy. I don't think a very significant one. I don't think one that's going to make any important difference. But you can understand why Donald Trump was very, very angry.
Yeah, he's not going to forget this.
He's not going to forget this. I mean, you know,
it doesn't really affect him too much.
It doesn't,
but he's
affect,
not going to forget this. He's
of course not. It doesn't forget him. It's not going to affect him very much at all. But it's the kind of thing that will rankle and which he will remember. And Merkel must know that by now. I mean, by now she must have worked out, you know, the kind of person Donald Trump is. And nonetheless, she went ahead and took this step, which just goes to show, in my opinion, how much she wants Biden and the Democrats to win.
Yeah. I wonder if when push comes to shove, if Germany's going to get rid of Merkel or keep Merkel in power, US really,
well,
really
we'll
pushes
see.
Things.
we'll see. Can I just say, I mean, I think Merkel has valid arguments to make about Nord Stream 2. And for all I know, she may have good arguments to make about NATO also. one does, many of our viewers don't perhaps realize sentiments in Germany about, you know, defense. I mean, Germany is a country where there is a very, very strong anti-militarist tradition, which goes directly to the events of the Second World War. The right place for Merkel to make those points to Trump would have been at a proper summit meeting in the United States. I mean, refusing to make those points at a proper G7 meeting, just you know, getting into a row with him over the telephone by refusing to come to those meetings is bad diplomacy by any measure. But she's not interested in diplomacy with Trump. She wants to make it as difficult as possible for him to win.
Yeah, but you know, Trump can make it really difficult on Germany.
Well, of course, and he's going to.
Yeah, he's going to. He can make it very difficult. Yeah. With the fact that there's a huge U.S. military presence in Germany, that's for sure. So he can obviously leverage that and leverage NATO.
He
can also bring back. Remember when I think it was around the time when he first got into office that he was talking about the automotive tariffs.
Absolutely.
And he can bring that back into effect. So I mean, he can put. The CDU and people in the German government in a bind, and they may just be like, look, Angela, just enough already, because we don't need this headache now at this point in time.
Yes, I have to say, I'm surprised that Merkel actually did let herself get into this row. And you're absolutely right. I mean, Trump has all the levers that he needs. I mean, when it comes to the relationship between Germany and the United States, to be very clear, the United States is in much stronger, overwhelmingly the stronger position. And one effect is, I predict there will be more sanctions on Nord Stream 2 next week. I mean, I don't expect those to stop Nord Stream 2 happening. But I mean, Merkel has almost invited them, it seems to me, by getting into this row. And it's an extraordinary thing to do. But she obviously decided to do it. And, Merkel is never someone who just makes mistakes. I don't mean by that Merkel doesn't do things that are wrong and don't backfire on her. She's a very calculating politician. And she calculated this time that a row with Donald Trump was worth it, whatever the risks to Germany, perhaps because she's going next year, but perhaps because she doesn't want to do anything at all that will help his re-election.
Yeah, well, Merkel may be also more ideologically driven than we think.
Well, I think also, I'm going to say this bluntly, I think she might have felt a bit uneasy about explaining to her friends in the Democratic Party in the United States why she was going to an event, a G7 summit, that they would probably have wanted to criticize.
Yeah. Yeah, she is part of the original Obama Rat Pack.
Well, exactly. I mean, she's very close to those people. So that may be, I suspect that was what it was all about.
But I'm sure.
A row between Trump and Merkel. They don't get on anyway. And Merkel has escalated it in a way that, as you correctly said, Trump will not forgive and not forget.
Yeah, and I'm sure if Trump does get the G7 thing going, you know, if you look at the original Rat Pack, you know, who's left now? Merkel and Trudeau. And Trudeau would show up.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he will show up. I mean, for Merkel, by the way, the danger is that all the others show up. She doesn't. And she attends by video link. I mean, that would show her isolated instead of Trump. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there.